Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Petronet LNG Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there's been an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kishan Gopal Munjal from DAM Capital Advisors Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, thank you, Riddhi, and good evening to everyone. On behalf of DAM Capital, I welcome all of you to Petronet LNG's second quarter FY25 earnings call. At the outset, I would first like to congratulate the management on the good set of results, and to discuss the same, we have with us the Director of Finance, Mr. Vinod Mishra, Mr. Rakesh Chawla, who's the Group General Manager and President, Finance and Accounts, Mr. Gyanendra Sharma, who's the Group General Manager and President, Marketing, Mr. Vivek Mittal, Chief General Manager and Vice President, Marketing, Mr. Debabrata Satpathy, who's the General Manager, Finance and Accounts, and Mr. Vikash Maheshwari, who's the Deputy General Manager, Finance and Accounts. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, and then we will follow it up with a question and answer. Over to you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Good evening to all of you. First of all, I would like to point out that the Dahej throughput has been 210 TBTU, as against 225 TBTU, as against 210 TBTU in the corresponding quarter, and 248 TBTU in the previous quarter. If you look at the performance of the company this time, it has been better in the first half. Also, it is better than the corresponding quarter. And the overall throughput, if you see, of Dahej and Kochi together, it's 239 TBTU, as against 223 TBTU in the corresponding quarter, and 262 TBTU in the previous quarter. And if you look at the half-yearly performance, it has been 473 TBTU, as against 428 TBTU in the last half-year H1 period. And overall throughput in 6 months has been 501 TBTU, as against 453 TBTU in the first half of last year. So this is the physical performance. As far as the financial performance is concerned, this quarter, the PBT has been 1,140 crores, as against PBT of 1,102 crores in the corresponding quarter, and PBT of 1,520 crores in the previous quarter. And the PAT has been 848 crores in the current quarter, as compared to 818 crores in the corresponding quarter, and 1,142 crores in the previous quarter. So this is the quarterly result which has been there. And if you look at the half-yearly performance, it is 2,660 crores in this first half of current year, as compared to 2,164 crores in the H1 of last year. And PAT has been 989 crores in this current quarter, as compared to 68 crores in the corresponding half-year of the last previous year. So this is the financial performance. The growth of profit from H1 of this year, as compared to previous year H1, it is 23% growth is there in PBT, and 24% is there in PAT. And as far as the quarterly performance, as compared to the corresponding quarter is concerned, it is around PAT is higher by 4%, and PBT is by 3%. So this is all physical performance. And if you look at the utilization of the Dahej terminal, it is at the level of 98%. And Kochi terminal is at the rate of 22%. And 98% is, of course, less than last quarter, which is around 109%, and it is more than corresponding quarter, which was around 92% rather in the corresponding quarter. So it is better this time as compared to the corresponding quarter. So this is how it is there. And If you look at the dividend payout, we have declared rupees 7 per share as dividend, interim dividend to the shareholders, and which is the same as it was in the last year. So I think this is all from my side, and now house is open for the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, yes, you are audible. Probal, please.
Sir, two questions from my side. One is, sir, of course, the QOQ decline was perhaps to be expected given the reduction in power demand, what we have seen in overall consumption. But just looking ahead for the second half, what sort of utilization should we be sort of factoring in, given, and what sort of spot LNG pricing environment are we actually looking at this point of time?
Of course, I am optimistic about it, and the second half, I expect it will be good also because demand is growing because prices are moderate at present. And it is likely to remain moderate, but I can't predict for the winter season. It may be slightly higher, but if winter is not that harsh, certainly the prices will also be lower. And if crude also remains at this level, which is now $75, $34, then long-term prices will be even down. So I think at present, if you look at the spot energy prices, they are almost neck to neck with the long-term prices, and there is not much difference in the prices of long-term and spot LNG. So we hope that prices will remain moderate in future, and we hope that it will be even lower than what is now. And hopefully, and I am sure that consumption will not be reduced, it will remain at a higher level, because you know that Indian market is price sensitive, and if prices are moderate, then consumption doesn't come down. And we are hopeful that consumption will increase in the second half also. And accordingly, we are getting sentiments that it should be almost the same range. We are expecting that it should be in the range of 95 to 100% capacity utilization of the Dahej. So this should continue. We don't see, don't foresee any challenge.
Understood, sir. The other question was more about sort of the capital deployment. You know, if you can just give us a bit of an update on what is the effective, you know, capacity that we expect Dahej to be at by the end of this financial year. What is the update on the last mile connectivity of the Kochi-Bangalore, the second offtake pipeline? And thirdly, the status of the petrochemical project in terms of capex and investment. If I can have some color on that.
Okay, so first is the capex you are asking, and as I think we have already declared on the website and also on the stock exchanges that we have commissioned two tanks in the Dahej on 1st of October. So that means that we are getting more flexibility to operate now, and we can now store more cargoes. That means it will be definitely be adding to our bottom line. So this is a great thing to happen because we are now able to have more cargo, and this will give us flexibility to process more gas. So this is one good news for the shareholders that we have capitalized this two tanks and started storing LNG in these two additional tanks. Now total number of tanks has gone up to 8 something. So this is one capex which has been there, which has been completed. Now another project which is going on in Dahej is our regasification this project, this expansion of our capacity by 5 MTPA, and which is likely to be completed by March 2025 as per the scheduled completion time. So if this happens, this will give us sustainability and also will enhance the revenue of the company, and accordingly it will add to the bottom line, but it will be in the next financial year, not this, because it's still going on. By March it will be complete. So it is a low hanging fruit if you look at, because it's the CapEx of only 570 crore, which is only 10% of the greenfield terminal, if at all it is envisaged today. So even if we are putting up this CapEx of 570 crore, maybe in a year or two we will recover it. So payback period is very short. So it's a low hanging fruit, and then capacity will be there, 22.5 MTPA. We are making all efforts to book the capacity as off-takers, and anyone else, if off-takers are not taking full capacity, so that effort is going on. So this is one of the agenda we have. And other capex part, if you look at Kochi pipeline, third jetty is also being awarded, has been awarded, so it is going on. Now that third jetty will take 3 years time to complete. Topside facilities and marine facilities, both the contracts have been awarded. So now it's a period of 3 years by which it will be completed. And it will be able to handle both all three kind of liquid hydrocarbons, propane, ethane and LNG. So it's a unique jetty in the country which nobody has. So we are hopeful that this will be complete by 2027. This is one part at the end, and then you are talking about Kochi. Kochi, basically pipeline connectivity was an issue, and as I have reiterated in our earlier conferences also, that it is likely to be completed by March or maybe April next year, as has been communicated by GAIL India Limited, because that is the company which is laying the pipeline from that, for that section. And as I said earlier also, that Coimbatore to Krishnagiri section is going on. And half of that is around 250 kilometers. Half of that has been already completed, but I think 120, 125 kilometers is still remaining. So hopefully that will be completed by year. So after that, it will be connected to the national gas grid. So that is a major thing which is going to happen, because after that, it can utilize the gas to any place, and gas can be swept for any other area. And if somebody wants gas at Punjab or Haryana, they can be supplied from Kochi, because physical movement of the goods, physical movement of gas is not required. If pipeline connectivity is there and it is connected with a gas grid. So this is how it happens. So this will automatically increase the consumption level of Kochi, and more city gas distribution projects are going to be completed in next 2-3 years or 4 years maximum. So there also the demand will be increasing, because domestic gas is allocated to city gas distribution companies, and it can be swapped with RLNG, and it can be supplied from Kochi, because again there is a benefit of unified tariff of pipeline.
Right.
So zone one tariff is there, then certainly anybody would, in southern Indian cities, anybody would like to have gas from Kochi terminal, because that will be within the range of 300 kilometers. So zone one tariff will be charged. So swapping will happen once this Kochi terminal will be connected to the national gas grid. So this we are expecting, and this will automatically raise the consumption or utilization level of Kochi terminal. So this is your second question also. Third question is regarding petrochemical project. I just want to update that we have already awarded contract for PNC. Licensor contract has already been awarded. And now, since PNC contract has been awarded, so PNC is now undertaking all the activities to make packages for different sections. And packages will be then awarded in separately, and perhaps it has already started, in fact, making the packages. And then tendering will be started, and the contracts will be awarded to the vendors. And this will be, I think, this year will be taking place. But capex on this will be not too high this year, but maybe next year it will be high. this year only this processing will continue, because awarding the contract also sometimes takes more time. So that is there, and progress I have told you, and as you know that we are also lining up our lenders for this project, and we have already declared that the debt equity ratio will be 70-30, and accordingly we will be lining up with bankers, lenders, and we have started the process, and probably in next 2-3 months it will be lined up, and thereafter we will be ready for making the payments and utilizing the loans from the bankers, and also putting to equity of around 30% from our side. So this is how progress is there in PATCAM project.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for that extremely detailed and useful explanation. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. Two quick questions. Sir, recently the GAIL is seeking a long-term imposed deals of closer to 5.5 MMTPA. And GAIL has also closed some LNG supply contracts of 1.5 MMTPA. So is this a, in this case, can we connect the dots that our Dahej expansion would be ready by March 2025? And so is there any chance that the GAIL will book some capacity or any talks going on this side? This is my first question.
Yeah, agreed. And as you know that capacity will be available by March 25. And we are already in talks with our off-takers. But something concrete will be there, we will let you know. But at the same time, I can say that whatever new contracts are being signed by GAIL, IOCL, all have signed it. Definitely much more and more volume will come to Dahej. This is quite sure, because the Dahej connectivity with the demand center is so good that anybody whosoever is bringing volume to India cannot ignore Dahej, because it has a capacity of around 35 million tons of evacuation. And it is connected by 5 pipelines. So, no other terminal has got this kind of unique advantage. So, I am hopeful whatever volumes are coming, it will maximum volume will come to the terminal also. And at the same time, we are also seeking our off-takers to book capacity in this expansion. And hopefully, we will succeed. And if that happens, then to some extent, it will be booked. Maybe that 5 million ton may not be booked, but we want to keep some capacity with ourselves also. Because as you know, even 70.5 MMTPA is sometimes falling short. And you know, last quarter we had to run almost 20 MMTPA of capacity. We have run to that extent. So what I am saying that whatever capacity we create, it doesn't mean if entire capacity is not booked, it will not be utilized. Then we were only 17.5 million tons, and at that even is at this point of time also the booking is only 15.75 MMTPA. If we are able to utilize the entire 17.5 MMTPA, so it's not that unless until some long term capacity is booked, then only utilization will be ensured. It's a spot and short term gas is also there in the country coming, because prices are moderate, so we will be able to utilize that 5 million tons. So it is going to enhance our bottom line. So let's be assured that we will try to book at least some capacity with off-takers or any other consumers or any other energy trader or supplier. But at the same time, we have the capability to utilize this capacity with other volumes coming in like short-term, spot. That is also there. So hopefully this we will be utilizing next year this 5 MPP additional. So this will automatically add to our bottom line and profitability will increase next year.
So sir, second question is related to the Dahej regas tariff. Every year we increase the tariff by 5%. And as per the agreement with the promoters, who are mostly the off-takers at Dahej? How long we can continue to increase the Dahej tariffs every year by 5%? That's one thing. Is there any clause which can pause or it can change the tariff increase in long run? That's the second. And sir, we also wanted to understand the formula, if any, to calculate the Dahej terminal regas tariff. Is it based on some percentage of return on equity or the return on capital of the Dahej assets?
Okay, so first question is that how long we will continue to increase 5%. This is as per contract. See, it's not there that they have a choice because it has been agreed to, and it's not in the Dahej only. If you go any other terminal also, you go Dhamra, you go other terminals, they are also charging 5% every year. So it's not a question that how long they will afford. This is a contractual obligation, and contract is there for the capacity booking till 2036. So till 2036 it will continue. So it's not a question of any clause which is there, which can, yes, they can renegotiate it. It's not there. As per contract, we are charging. This is the answer to first question, and there is no, as second question also, that there is no clause as such. Only thing we can review every 3 years that how much inflation is there. So it is only upward revision which is happening. It is never the downward revision which is going to happen. So this is my understanding of the contract. So, and we are going as per the contract. So this is how it is there. And the third question is regarding.
So the third question was regarding, wanted to understand the formula, if any, to calculate the Dahej terminal.
This cannot be discussed. This is something which we have to, because these things are contractual and confidential things. We cannot give you the formula how we calculate it. But it is a market driven, and if you compare with any other terminal, it is the lowest tariff which we are charging.
Sir, as you just mentioned that every 3 years tariffs can be reviewed. If there is any adjustment regarding to inflation, so any shortfall to the inflation, suppose the inflation is not going at a 5% every year.
It has not happened so far.
Okay, and sir, last one, considering the last 10 months regas volumes at the Dahej terminal, do you expect any shortfall from the off-takers for the current calendar year?
I don't think, we don't expect these things to happen. These are contractual obligations. They will fulfill it. Prices are moderate, so they will fulfill the obligations. We are quite hopeful.
Okay. And sir, lastly, what was the CAPEX during the first half FY25 and the planned CAPEX numbers, if you could share for the FY25 and 26?
CAPEX, I have told you that it's going on, but details can be given, but I don't want to... So I think we are going well on CAPEX side, and project as it will be coming up, but certainly we have handsome CAPEX going to happen in this year, and we will let you know later how much is that.
Okay, thanks.
I can give you the CAPEX on which item we are going to incur, but financial year wise you say then it becomes difficult because it is still 6 months remaining for this financial year. Let it happen and we will tell you.
Thanks a lot, sir, and wish you a happy Deepavali to Petronet LNG management.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Hemang Khanna from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my questions. I have a few of them. So firstly, margins for this quarter were a tad weak. Could you help us with some details on what led to this, and what was the hit, if any, on the inventory and trading side? So secondly, on Dahej,
we have already declared that utilization is lower than the previous quarter, because last quarter there has been power demand. And that was very significant.
So utilization side is
otherwise,
well understood.
It's a normal means operation, because we are operating. So I don't see any, and volume wise it is lower, and margin, you know, that tariff is already fixed, so it is as per that coming. And as far as the trading is concerned, trading margin has a, the previous quarter. And there has been inventory gain of around 70 crores this quarter, as against 261 crore in the previous quarter.
So inventory was 70 crore, and what was it on the trading side? Sorry, I lost the line.
Trading side, I told you 39 crore this quarter.
39 crore, got it. And sir, secondly, if you could help us understand on the Dahej side, how are utilizations currently panning out for the month of October? Definitely, you've indicated 9,500% for second half. But how is October currently trending?
98% is going on, so there should be
98. That's very reassuring, sir.
So it will not be, it will be in this range only. But exact data, October, we cannot give. I sent it information. So we cannot declare on this phone call.
Got
it. We will declare the result, but we will make an effort. It will be continuing in the same fashion which is happening in this quarter, second quarter, in the range of 98%.
Got it. So that's very reassuring. Thanks. And sir, lastly, on the tariff negotiation side, can you just share with us when is the tariff negotiation expected to be concluded, a rough timeline on that, and what are typical hindrances, if any? So on the new volumes that you signed?
New volume is going on. It's already, we are, these things cannot be disclosed because these are confident. This will happen. There is no challenge as such. We will be doing it, and it will be in a manner that will be good for the shareholders. And I don't foresee any kind of lower tariff from their side. It will be good tariff, and we will let you know whenever we sign the contract. But already this all things are going on. It cannot be discussed on this call.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thanks, sir. Thanks for your detailed answers, and thanks for wishing everyone a very happy Diwali.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So just two questions. Can you just give some update on your PetChem expansion and work has started or the appointment of the consultant? So any update on this will be really helpful.
Yes, just I mentioned PetChem, we have awarded the work for PNC.
Thanks.
One thing. Second contract, we have awarded the contract for licenses also. So both PDH and PP contracts have been awarded. These are in place. And now PMC has been awarded. So now PMC is now undertaking all the activities for tendering the various packages, and then it will award the work to the contractors, and then the work will start in the Dahej. So this is how it is going on. So major thing was award of work to PMC contractors, which has taken place, and now everything will start, slowly the packages will come, and because this is a PetChem project, so multiple packages are there and the contracts will be huge. So it takes time to award job. It's not one contract. It's many, many contracts will be there for different work. Utilities will be different and other units will be different. So likewise, it will be there. But it has started, so we hope that this year many contracts will be awarded. But CapEx may take some time because if work will start in the second half of the year, so I think the payments will not be too high, but next year the CapEx will be. And before that, we have been already engaging with our lenders, and probably in three more months period, we'll be able to line up the lenders for taking debt. As I said earlier, the debt ratio, debt equity ratio is 70-30. So accordingly, we are going ahead.
Got it. So just one more question. So you have an earlier question, you spoke lengthy about the renegotiation of the rough gas volume and the contract which you want to with an off-takers, right? So is it fair to assume that before 2027, you can, and I mean, what kind of timeline you are looking to complete the negotiation with off-takers for this new contract of RasGas? Because you have signed a contract with a Qatar, but you have to do it with an off-takers. when that is likely to get complete?
It will be completed very shortly. It's going on. Anytime it can be completed. But only thing is, it's still there is a 3-4 years period left.
Correct.
For implementation of this contract. So don't worry about that. It will be done before that. But only one thing I can assure you, that they have already undertaken to take the quantities within this contract. This guarantee they have taken. So it is going to happen, but this period is long, so we are taking time, but it will be happening shortly. Maybe in 6 months time it may happen like that. So there is no issue as such. So because there is no urgency of that contract, so this it may be taking place, but since time is still left, 3.5 years, more than 3.5 years. So I don't foresee any challenge. As I said, that this volume is guaranteed by off-takers. They will off-take this volume. That means our revenues are guaranteed. And it will be a reasonable revenue. It will be good revenue. And perhaps shareholders will always, has always appreciated us in terms of this kind of contract. And in future also, it will be like that. So I assure all the shareholders that this deal will be good, and there is no reason to apprehend anything that what is going on this lot, because it's a long time is left, so it is taking time.
I think that is what the investors worried about. And let me tell you,
we all know that
the off takers will agree with the volume. So volume obviously, and the price at which the volume is going to get come from the Qatar to you, it is also being in consideration with an off-takers. What worries could investors and others is the regas tariff. And we are not concerned about revenue. Revenue obviously you get it.
They're
concerned about the gross profit.
This much I can assure you. But I cannot...
So no decline in the regas tariff which you are charging? Will there be any decline in the regas tariff which you are charging to the customers? Let's say it's today 62 rupees
for... Because nothing has materialized.
Sure, sir.
I cannot give, but certainly when it is finalized, then we'll come back to you and discuss this matter.
So just one more question, and related to this expansion of the Dahej, are you in a discussion, or are you looking to find more volume to be placed on a long-term regas capacity which you have done in the past? And currently you have around 8 million ton of regas.
We are doing all efforts, making all efforts to have the capacity booked in our tender, because new volumes are coming up, and if you look at the total long-term contract which India has today, where from supplies are coming is 20 million, 20.2 million. But by the time 2027, you will find that it is around 28 million. So definitely volume will be coming to the edge, maximum volume. What I'm saying, 1.2 million will be starting from around 2026-27 from Exxon Mobil. So what I'm saying that future is very optimistic, because gas utilization is bound to increase. And as the government of India focus is also to increase the share of natural gas 6% to 15%, that's why there is a huge potential for growth of energy business. And if you look at different segments also, transportation sector, it is also coming up in a big way. So this alone has a potential of consuming almost 10 to 12 million tons. If it comes in the way that China has already implemented this ecosystem. So I think in India, there is a huge potential for LNG consumption. And even existing sectors and more new sectors will come up. CGD entities will come up. So I hope that our LNG consumption will further increase, because domestic gas availability is a hindrance. It cannot be increased substantially.
No.
So there is a limitation of domestic gas. And consumption is growing. So growth is only likely in LNG sector. So this is what is a good thing for the persons like us or companies like us. because we have hope that in future, because prices will not be high in future, reason being that more and more capacities are coming in 2026 onwards. So almost up to 150 to 200 million tons of liquefaction plants are coming up across the globe. So the supplies are likely to be more than demand. So definitely the prices will not be too high. And if prices are not high, then energy consumption in India is bound to increase. So this is an optimistic view, which I
have. Sir, just one thing. What was the REGAS revenue you charged in this quarter?
Pardon?
For the regasified revenue, which you charged to the this REGAS volume service contract.
This quarter?
How much was it? Yeah, this quarter.
308 crore. So the trading and REGAS
volume. No, I'm talking about REGAS regasification service revenue, sir.
Service is 731 crore.
51 crore?
731 crore.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you. And wish you all luck.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Kirtan Mehta from Bob Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. We have mentioned that we have reversed the charge. Previously booked revenue of 71 crore, if the customer has brought the corresponding cargoes from the 2023 backlog, would you be able to tell us the volume which it corresponds to?
Pardon, I could not understand your question.
We have mentioned in the notes that we have reversed the 71 crore of the previously booked revenue.
Yeah, 71 crore we have done the reversal, yes.
So what would be the quantum of the volume that customer has brought against this? Would you be able to give us it in TBTU terms as well?
Quantum, you can just imagine it will be around, we can give you the estimated amount, the exact amount we will work out, but estimated amount will be around 11 to 12 TBTU will be the volume.
Right. And in terms of the September quarter, is the December quarter is the last quarter when buyers can bring in their cargoes for the 2023 backlog. Do we have indication from any of the
backlog?
2021 backlog, yeah. Do we have indications from customers what volumes they are planning to bring during the next quarter, or are there customers who have completed their contracted quota and are have a flexibility to bring?
Right now, we'll discuss you after this
is the quarter. Sure, sir. In terms of the Kochi volume, are we seeing any uptick in the volume because of basically the start of consumption at the MRPL? Is that sustainable?
See, I have told you that Kochi terminal utilization will enhance after this pipeline is connected to national gas grid. But at present, it is operating almost at the same level, around 22% capacity.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bank Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good evening and wish you all a very happy Diwali. So in terms of the balance sheet, if you look at the provisions and receivables and the net provisions. So as of September, you have made provisions of 599 crores, right? So to that extent,
till date.
Yeah. So what is the likelihood of this? How much of this do you think you will be able to write back? And when would that happen? And secondly, when you look at the receivables, net of provisions, when do you think you will be able to, make progress in, receiving these outstandings of 17-15 crores, which is the net receivable on take or pay.
Yeah, I have told you that also mentioned in our disclosure that we have entered into an arrangement with the off-takers, whereby whosoever have defaulted in 2021 and 2022. For those who have defaulted for the volume of 2021, they can bring volume till December 2024. And for those who have defaulted in 2022, they can bring their volume till December 2025. So let this period happen. Thereafter, we will work it out. But one thing I should say is that we have taken the bank guarantees from these off-takers, and it is ensured that the recovery is made. Either they make the payment or we shall encash the bank guarantees.
Okay. So basically, this is just a bookkeeping entry. There is no, need to worry about either the receivables not being, actually received in cash, or provisions increasing further in terms of any write-off. So that possibly is something we can do.
It is made as a prudent accounting practice. It's not that it has any impact on the recovery part. If you look at, there is no need to make a provision also. Because we have got the bank guarantee, there is an assurance that payment will come. Yes. So this is how we perceive it. And perhaps from that point of view, it doesn't look like that it will not be recovered.
Yeah. So, just the next couple of questions. One is, if you look at the recent statement made by the head of Total in the Singapore conference, while he agrees that there is a lot of liquefaction capacity, he was cautioning that there could be some delays in some of the new LNG liquefaction projects expected in CY25. So, if you have any thoughts on that, do you think that is something which you are concerned about? While the 26-27 numbers look very favorable for importers like India. The next thought is on the recent government decision to allocate additional gas to ONGC petrol division from the plan to increase production from the nomination blocks. So to what extent would that additional gas being supplied from the nomination block to OPaL will reduce the potential sale of ethane you are planning to do with OPaL? You can just address these two thoughts. Be great.
So I think Vivek is there, he will answer your question, but I would like to point it out that it is not related to our area of work. In fact, whatever decision has been taken by the government of a domestic allocation to OPaL is a government decision, and whether they will take ethane from us or not, this is again, we have to discuss with them. We are in discussion with them, but it has nothing to do with the ethane import which we are creating now. Those discussion will continue, but further my answer will be fortified by Mr. Vivek Mittal. Vivek, thank you.
I have two questions you had. One is the Total your statement that some of the liquefaction projects could get delayed.
As you
will be aware, there's almost 200 million of capacity which is being added across US, Mozambique, and Qatar mainly. So slight delay of few projects will not make much of a difference as far as total availability is concerned. In fact, Petronet has tied up volume from Qatar, so we are not expecting any delay in Qatar. US projects might get delayed, but Qatar is very clear they are on track. Secondly, ethane tie up mentioned. So as you will be aware, firstly, our contract with ONGC is only for supply till April 2028, when our existing Qatar deal ends. So the government can allocate gas only if they extract from that. So post-2028, there is no commitment from Petronet side, and of course, we are in discussion with ONGC for supplying ethane by importing directly at our Dahej terminal. So those discussions are ongoing.
No, the reason why I raised that is since you were banking on ONGC petrol division as one of the customers to the ethane tolling business. So wouldn't that, to some extent, reduce the potential need for OPaL to buy ethane from you? That was a broad thought I had.
No, they are extracting ethane from rich LNG, which we are getting from Qatar, and in view of that, government has given domestic gas towards a swap quantity. It's not that ethane is being supplied by ONGC. It is only the extraction which is taking place from rich LNG supplied from Dahej terminals is being imported by Petronet. So once that contract ends in April 2028, there is no commitment from Petronet side to ONGC, and accordingly, they cannot extract, so the question of swap gas does not arise post-2028.
Right. Because you are saying that even if there is additional nomination gas on the nomination block, we still expect to do some business with OPaL. Is that a way to understand that?
Yes, of course, OPaL we need again, but still there will be no commitment to get rich LNG from post 2028. So we cannot guarantee supply of rich feed to NGC. So consequently, the only option left is to import it.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks a lot and have a good day.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Sabri Hazarki from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. So, just a small question regarding this Gorgon volumes, the second phase. So, that will be like 1.2 million Kochi tariffs that will start coming from 2026-27, right?
Right.
And that will be, I think, 0.6 will come in FY26 and that will ramp up to 1.2 by FY27.
Right, correct.
Okay, and this has been, I mean, I think you had adjusted the Kochi tariff, I think, few years back. So this was because of this adjustment only, right?
This was done as a part of his settlement that the drink gas. We have renegotiated that Kochi tariff.
Okay, so in case the demand is not there in Kochi, then it can be bought in this current arrangement in the Dahej itself and be charged Kochi tariff.
Demand will be there, I'm telling you, it will be connected to gas rate. Naturally, the demand will be there. We are always optimistic. We never talk pessimistic. So, it is still be there. If I have told you, swapping will be done. We will not do it. It will be done by RCL GAIL. Because even they will have to supply the CGD entities. They can swap the gas from our terminal. So either way, this will be utilized. Whether we utilize or it is other off-takers who utilize it. Because it will be falling in zone one tariff for the southern Indian city.
Right. And there will be no further downward adjustment in Kochi tariff from these volumes, right? Or could there be?
Right now, it is not anything.
Okay, sir. And just small question regarding your CAPEX. You didn't tell us the number, but your cash flow statement is showing around 660 crore for H1. So, that is the broader number, right?
You can take it. Yes, that is okay.
670 crore, right? Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Vishnu Kumar from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thanks for your time, sir. Many questions you've been answered, but we wanted to understand, sir, next year, what is your internal estimate of volumes that we can expect from the new terminal, addition, the 3 gas with the 3 are adding?
Next year estimate is 22.5 MTPA from Dahej and 5 MTPA from Kochi. So we have the capacity, we can utilize it. But at least Dahej, we are hopeful that we'll be able to utilize maximum capacity, because it takes time to utilize, but hopefully we will be trying to utilize maximum possible of the expanded capacity. But it will be around 22.5, you can say more than 20 million tons.
So even irrespective of, however we sign the contract, spot, medium term, whatever we bring in, you're still expecting that next year you can do 100% utilization there.
Because recently I told you that we have capacity of 17.5 million tons. And we are operating at almost last quarter, we have operated around 20 million tons. Although we have a contract for 15.75 million tons for regas capacity and other trading volumes. So you can see that we are able to utilize more than what we have on long-term basis, capacity booking. So it's not a challenge, because once the prices are moderate, then more volumes are coming in terms of spot and short-term energy volumes. So,
got
there
it.
Is no challenge. We hope that we will be able to utilize the entire capacity which is being expanded.
Understood. Sir, when the Kochi, let's say, the pipeline comes through, and if we head closer to about 4.5 million ton utilization, at that time, will our average tariff drop from where we are today?
Average?
The realization that we are getting in Kochi, if our utilizations in Kochi improves both the pipeline, will our tariff at Kochi further go down?
Yes, we cannot discuss. Right now, Kochi tariff is fixed. There is no
is a reason to revise it, and we are not thinking about that. So whatever be the capacity utilization, it will continue like this on.
And one final question for me.
Has not been considered so far. So I cannot future what will happen, nobody knows, but as of now, there is no discussion on this issue.
Because a couple of years ago, I remember, sir, we were discussing that because utilization was low,
we had discussed. You are right, and we had also revised this downward. And thereafter, it has gone up to level of 89.33 now, almost. So it is there.
Okay. The next question is, sir, we have seen some new contracts by Shell getting signed even at 11% on oil. And also, we also understand, I mean, as you're also highlighting, a lot of new liquefaction terminals are coming. So we have signed at about 12% with the Qatar. So do you see a scenario that a couple of years down the line where we might get further contracts, new contracts getting signed at much lower than what we have signed with Qatar, and how will that impact our current, as you said, our Qatar contract is getting, we are still in talks with our off-takers to sign it. Here, do you see a chance that this is a possibility, and how do we mitigate in the contract itself that this kind of problem will not arise for us, where we're not able to place the volumes?
Price part we cannot discuss because it's a confidential matter. But whosoever is signing the contract at whatever rate be, but we cannot discuss how much we have done and how much others are doing. And other things are that who has signed 11%, I don't know, but whatever we have signed is a good contract and it's a back-to-back. And there is no reason for revision in that contract in future also, because it's a fine price, it's a good price. And what others are doing, that is going to impact us. But we can assure you that there is no challenge to PLN as such. It has been already tied up back to back. So we don't foresee any reason to revision of prices in future also, in energy prices of Qatar.
Okay, got it, sir. And the receivables for short volumes for calendar year 21, if we understand, was about 420 crores. Just for bookkeeping, how much was provided out of this 420, sir?
You are talking about use of pay charges?
Yes, sir.
It was around 400 and some 20 crore or whatever it may be. But now it has come down slightly because some of the capacities have been lost. So it has come down to almost 378 crore.
So my question was whether we have already provided this in P&L fully, or was there something that was pending? I mean, in fourth quarter, trying to understand that whether we'll have a positive or a negative impact in the P&L. That's all. If the 70 becomes 100 or 150.
What is happening that whosoever will bring the volume in excess of the annual commitment, annual ADP, to that extent, the use of the charges will be reversed because that part of volume has been booked as sales revenue. So there is no challenge in that. But only thing, we will be able to know this only after fourth quarter, which is after December, who was able to bring it and who was not able to bring it. Then we will see what action to be taken. And as you know, we have the bank guarantees of all the off-takers. And this is the arrangement they have agreed, so we hope that it will be recovered. For 21, it should be recovered by December 2024.
So my question actually was this 420 crores, which you just mentioned, it has already been provided fully in the P&L till date. That was the only question I asked.
Any recovery is recovery. It would have been provided by this year end, but there is no need because by that time, almost settlement will happen. It's almost 75% we have provided.
75% of this is covered.
75% we have provided, and balance is to be provided, but perhaps it will not be required because by that time settlement is to be done by December.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you very much. I first of all wish all of you happy Diwali. And as you know that we have been doing our best to perform in terms of physical performance of Dahej and Kochi. And this endeavor will continue even in future. And as I told you, that company is doing very well. And after new upcoming projects being in place, perhaps the bottom line will further increase and the level of company will be very high. So I thank all of you for reposing confidence and faith in our company. And we want to assure all the investors that we'll continue to endeavor to increase the bottom line of the company, and any decision taken will be on a commercial basis. It will not be any outside pressure or any influence. So this is how we are proceeding. Thank you very much.
On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.